All right, let's dive in. You sent us a bunch of articles and research on smart contracts. Looks like you're really trying to figure out how this whole smart contract thing can help you level up your business.
It's smart to be thinking about this.
Yeah.
It really has the potential to revolutionize a bunch of stuff about how businesses work, and we're already starting to see early adopters getting some benefit out of this.
So let's start with like this super basic question. What are smart contracts? I feel like a lot of people hear that and they're like, "Ooh, what is that?"
Yeah, they sound really techie.
Yeah.
Let's break it down so anybody can understand.
Okay.
You book an Uber, right? You request the ride. And the app knows to hold your payment, and then it automatically releases it to the driver when the trip is done, right?
Yeah.
So that's essentially that automatic release based on conditions that were already agreed upon. That's basically a simple version of a self-executing contract.
Interesting.
And that's what smart contracts are all about, automating agreements and making sure everybody does what they're supposed to do.
Okay, so instead of having like a big paper contract, we're talking about code that makes the agreement happen.
Exactly. And because it lives on a blockchain,
Yeah.
it can't be messed with. Everybody can see it. It's accessible to everybody involved. So that means more trust, less risk of disagreements, and way less paperwork.
Okay, so that makes sense. Remember when contactless payments first came out, though? Everybody was like, "What is this? I'm not doing that. I'm worried about security." The limits were so small, you could only spend like 20 bucks.
Right.
And now look at everybody. We're tapping our cards and our phones for everything.
Yeah, it's a great point. You often see that with new tech. Like everybody's a little hesitant at first, but then it catches on.
Yeah.
Smart contracts are kind of on that same path. We're past the early adopters now, and businesses of all sizes are figuring out how they can use this to get ahead.
So let's get into some real-world examples. I know, like in the music industry, artists are always complaining about not getting paid fairly for their music, especially with streaming and all that. Could smart contracts be a solution to that?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine if every time a song is played, a tiny payment is automatically sent directly to the artist.
Wow.
No more waiting forever to get paid or having somebody take a cut in the middle.
That's a good deal for musicians.
Yeah, and it's not just music. Even something as simple as paying for Wi-Fi could be changed by this.
Okay.
Imagine if you only paid for the Wi-Fi you actually used and the price changed based on how good the connection is.
Interesting.
That's the kind of control and transparency that smart contracts can give.
Cool. Those are some good examples of how this can change things for people. But what about big companies? Are there any companies already using this and seeing some results?
Absolutely. We're seeing big names like Walmart and Home Depot. They're already playing around with smart contracts.
Let's break that down. Tell me more about how these companies are using this to really get ahead.
So Walmart, they're using it to manage their supply chain. It's massive and really complicated. They're actually tracking mangoes all the way from Mexico to your local Walmart store.
So every mango I buy has like a digital passport.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's crazy. But how does that actually help Walmart?
Well, there are so many steps to get a mango from a farm to your fruit basket.
Yeah.
Packing, shipping, storing, at any point, something could go wrong.
Right.
Delays or damage cost them money.
Yeah. Nobody wants a bad mango.
So with smart contracts, every single step of the way is recorded digitally, like a super detailed trail that can't be messed with, showing where the mango was when and what condition it was in.
Okay, so if a shipment is late or some of the mangoes are bad when they get here, they can see exactly what happened.
Exactly. They can figure out the problem and fix it way faster, so there's less waiting and you get good mangoes.
That's a win for everybody, especially my mango smoothie habit. So Walmart's using this to make their supply chain better and reduce waste. What about Home Depot? What are they doing?
They're using it to deal with vendor disputes, those disagreements that happen over invoices and stuff. Like
Yeah.
if a delivery is late or things arrive damaged.
I bet that happens a lot with a company that big.
All the time. And resolving them the old-fashioned way can take forever. It costs everybody money and time.
So how are smart contracts helping them avoid that?
They're using them to basically solve these disagreements before they even start.
Okay.
So Home Depot and the vendor, they agree on all the details of the contract, like when payments are due, when deliveries need to happen, quality standards, all that stuff. And they put those terms into a smart contract.
So everything is clear from the start.
Right. No room for misunderstandings. And the best part is when a delivery happens, the smart contract automatically checks to make sure all those conditions were met. If everything's good, payment goes through right away. But if there's a problem like a late delivery, the smart contract knows what to do. It adjusts the payment or triggers whatever response was agreed upon.
So it's like having a referee built into the system.
Exactly. And because everything's automated and transparent, there's less arguing, less delay. Everybody saves time and money, and it helps them build better relationships with their vendors.
So we've seen how these huge companies are using smart contracts to make things run smoother, manage risks, and save money. But what about smaller businesses or even just regular people? Can this technology help them too?
For sure. Remember those examples we talked about earlier, like musicians getting paid directly or paying for Wi-Fi as you use it?
Yeah.
Those are perfect examples of how this can benefit individuals and smaller companies. It's not just for the big guys.
Right. Are there any other industries where this is starting to take off?
Oh, yeah. Healthcare is another one where it has a lot of potential. One of the biggest challenges they have is sharing patient data between different hospitals and clinics and research places.
You definitely don't want that information getting into the wrong hands.
No. And the way they usually share it is slow and kind of clunky, and there's always a risk of security breaches.
Right.
Smart contracts give them a way to do it that's secure, transparent, and tamper-proof.
So it's like putting all that data in a safe digital vault that only authorized people can get into.
Exactly. And since it's all recorded on the blockchain, you can see who looked at the data, when, and why they needed it.
Huh.
That's really important for making sure everyone's accountable and building trust.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Smart contracts can help manage these huge global supply chains. They can resolve disputes between companies. They can help musicians get paid fairly and even protect sensitive medical information.
Yeah.
It seems like this technology has the power to really change a lot of different industries.
Absolutely. And those are just a few examples.
Yeah.
Just scratching the surface here. But of course, with any new technology, there are some potential downsides too. We should probably talk about those.
Right. We need to look at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges or risks that businesses should know about when it comes to smart contracts?
I think one of the biggest is just how complicated it is.
Yeah.
Building these smart contracts, it's not easy.
Right.
It takes a lot of specialized knowledge. You got to know blockchain, tech, and programming languages like Solidity. That's what most of them are written in.
So it's not something you can just like learn over a weekend.
No, definitely not. You need the right people with the right skills to build these things the right way. And even then, you know, people make mistakes.
Right.
A tiny error in the code could cause big problems.
Makes sense. It's like building a house. You need a good architect and a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. Where it's all going to fall apart.
Exactly. And speaking of foundations, the legal side of things is still kind of shaky.
Uh-huh.
The laws haven't really caught up with the technology yet.
Right.
So that creates uncertainty for businesses, especially if they're in an industry with a lot of regulation.
So it's kind of like a legal gray area. What can businesses do about that?
It's super important to get advice from lawyers who understand this stuff.
Yeah.
They can help you structure your smart contracts so that you're following the rules and minimizing risk.
So technical complexity and legal stuff. Those are two big challenges. Anything else businesses should be thinking about?
Well, there's also the fact that once a smart contract is on the blockchain, it can't really be changed.
Hmm.
It's set in stone.
So no takebacks. That seems kind of risky.
It is, and it isn't. I mean, that's what makes them so secure and trustworthy, but it also means you got to get it right the first time.
Yeah.
Any mistakes or things you didn't see coming, you have to think about those during the design phase.
So it all comes down to planning and testing and working with people who know what they're doing.
Exactly. Smart contracts are a powerful tool, but like any tool you have to use it the right way and understand the good and the bad.
All right. So we talked about the present and the potential problems. Let's finish up with something positive. What does the future look like for smart contracts?
I think it's looking pretty good.
Okay.
One exciting thing is interoperability, basically being able to have smart contracts talk to each other, even if they're on different blockchains.
So instead of each blockchain being like its own little island, we're connecting them all together.
Exactly. It opens up so many possibilities for businesses.
Yeah.
Imagine using the best parts of different blockchains all together in one big system.
That'd be a game changer.
Yeah.
What else is coming up?
Another cool thing is using AI with smart contracts.
AI and smart contracts, that sounds like it could lead to some amazing things.
For sure, AI could make them even smarter and more flexible. Imagine algorithms that can analyze data spot patterns, even predict problems before they happen.
Wow, so it's like having a smart assistant for your smart contract, always making sure everything is running smoothly.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning. As AI and blockchain keep getting better, we're going to see even more amazing uses for smart contracts.
It sounds like the future of business is about to get a major upgrade. So to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways you want to leave our listener with today?
I think the big one is that smart contracts have the potential to change how businesses work. They can streamline things, cut costs, reduce risks, and build trust. We're already seeing companies like Walmart and Home Depot using them to get ahead.
But it's not a magic solution.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be strategic about it, work with experts, and understand the challenges.
Right. It's about finding that balance between doing new things and being careful, and always remembering that technology should work for us, not the other way around.
Very well said. We hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of how smart contracts can work for you. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.